Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show, offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications, and I am joined today by Steve Rausch. Today, we are going to discuss Jim Thompson's opening editorial on paper money this month.
Yes, Helen, Jim made some bold statements about the state of the pulp and paper industry.
Agreed. For example, he said that as we go into 2025, the industry is in the best overall condition that it has been in his lifetime.
And he started out with tissue. He said more people are using tissue products than ever before. I checked with him and he clarified that this is on a worldwide basis.
Sure, but tissue isn't everything.
He went on to say more corrugated boxes are being used than ever before.
Well, that's not hard to figure out. Let's look at some details after the break.
Did you know that the high-density extruder ram press from Seabright Products and Bright Technologies will outperform screw presses? Customer experiences show that the HD extruder, when used for dewatering coarse rejects and waste materials, delivers consistent superior results while only consuming about 20% of the annual maintenance costs. The folks at Seabright would love to help you improve your waste handling operations. Call 800-253-0532 for details or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
And we're back. Besides corrugated boxes, I have noticed major shippers like Amazon are going to collapsible paper tubes.
That's true. Most of these are made from two layers, sometimes three layers of paper. Then there's a product called Void Fill made of paper and used to replace plastic peanuts.
What's on the horizon?
Advanced technology companies are deconstructing cellulose fibers from trees and building chemical-type products that can compete with plastics.
That's exciting. Products are not the only thing that can make an industry great.
Jim comments that company management teams are behaving rather well, keeping inventories under control and funding innovation.
These do seem like good times, Steve.
Yes, Helen, and after the years of paper types being replaced electronically, perhaps the industry can settle down.
Oh, there will be something new and exciting soon.
Surely. Yours and my combined of nearly a quarter of a century in this industry hints at that.
Well, that's for sure. Have an opinion or a topic idea? Feel free to reach me. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Rausch, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International, copyright 2025. All rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 13th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.